March 21, the Daily Stoic. The best retreat is in here, not out there. People seek retreats for themselves in the country, by the sea, or in the mountains. Are you very much in the habit of yearning for those same things? But this is entirely the trait of a base person. When you can, at any moment, find such a retreat in yourself. For nowhere can you find a more peaceful and less busy retreat than in your own soul, especially if, on close inspection, it is filled with ease, which I say is nothing more than being well ordered. Treat yourself often to this retreat and be renewed. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 4.3.1. Do you have a vacation coming up? Are you looking forward to the weekend so that you can have some peace and quiet? Maybe you think after things settle down or after I get this over with. But how often has that ever actually worked? The Zen meditation teacher, Jon Kabat-Zinn, coined a famous expression, "Wherever you go, there you are." We can find a retreat at any time by looking inward. We can sit with our eyes closed and feel our breath go in and out. We can turn on some music and tune that world right out. We can turn off technology or shut off those rampant thoughts in our head. That will provide us peace. Nothing else. A Year with C.S. Lewis, How Marriage Reconciles. Lewis, grieving the death of his wife, Joy. It was too perfect to last, so I'm tempted to say, of our marriage. But it can be meant in two ways. It may be grimly pessimistic, as if God no sooner saw two of his creatures happy than he stopped it. None of that here. As if he were like the hostess at the sherry party, who separates two guests the moment they show signs of having got into a real conversation. But it could also mean this had reached its proper perfection. This had become what it had intended to be. Therefore, of course, it would not be prolonged. As if God said, "Good, you have mastered that exercise. I am very pleased with it. And now you are ready to go on to the next. When you have learned to do quadratics and enjoy doing them, you will not be beset them much longer. The teacher moves you on." For we learn and achieve something. For we did learn and achieve something. There is hidden or flaunted a sword between the sexes till an entire marriage reconciles them. It is arrogance in us to call frankness, fairness, and chivalry masculine when we see them in a woman. It is arrogance in them to describe a man's sensitiveness or tact or tenderness as feminine, but also what poor, warped fragments of humanity must mere men and mere women must be to take the implications of that arrogance plausible. Marriage heals this. Jointly, the two become fully human. In the image of God created he them. Thus, by a paradox, this carnival of sexuality leads us out beyond our sexes. From A Grief Observed. In 1957, Jack Lewis and Joy David Gresham, united in a civil marriage the previous year, were married in ecclesiastical ceremony in Wingfield Morris Hospital by the Reverend Peter Bide. Bide also performed a healing service for Joy, who believed to be dying of cancer. Jesus Calling. Trust him and don't be afraid, for he is your strength and song. Think what it means to have him as your strength. He spoke the universe into existence. His power is absolutely unlimited. human weakness, consecrated to him, is like a magnet drawing his power into your neediness. However, fear can block the flow of his strength into you. Instead of trying to fight your fears, concentrate on trusting him. When you relate to him in confident trust, there is no limit to how much he can strengthen you. Remember that he is also your song, and he wants you to share his joy, living in conscious awareness of his presence. Rejoice as we journey together toward heaven. Join him in singing his song. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Isaiah 12:2-3. Surely you have granted him eternal blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. Psalm 21:6.